well, a few more to come, but we'll start anyway. Let's just ring Heavenly Father, I appreciate you, number 321. And we certainly do appreciate him, big time. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Let's sing it again. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, bow down before you. Heavenly Father, appreciate you. I wonder if Brother Taz would like to come and open in prayer here for us, brother. You may be seated while he prays and other people coming in. Might have something to say even.
Father, what an awesome privilege it is, an awesome honor, Lord, for your children to be able to come together as our Heavenly Father. Lord, you are joyed to see your family, to see your children enjoying one another in you, coming together and celebrating the only one true God, whom you are, worthy of all praise, all glory, all honor, celebrating the Christ who came and gave his life as a ransom to save us from our sin. That through our faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ, we are made one in you, one with the Father, totally reconciled to you, O God, as your very own. Lord, you love us. You hold us in the palm of your hand. You know the number of hairs, Lord, that we have on our head, O God. That is how much you love us. That is how much you care for us. That is how much particular attention you pay toward us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, up in heaven you are now, at the right hand of God, that place of highest honor. And Lord Jesus, you are our great high priest, ever making intercession for us. And Lord, your intercession for your people, those who are your own, those of the elect, those whom the Father has given to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, your mediation and your intercession for your saints, your sheep, your intercession will never fail. And so, Father, we praise you, we worship you. We thank you so much for your word that comes, Lord, to us from this pulpit. We thank you so much for Howard, the commitment that he makes, O God, to studying your word and putting time aside, O God, to seek your face, that you might give to him, Lord, fresh manna, fresh bread from heaven, from the word of God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, to speak and to preach to us. that through that word that comes under the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, we would be encouraged, we would be built up, and that we would be prepared, O God, Lord, for that wonderful day, Father, when you will take us to be with you, no longer to be separated from you. So, Father, we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We might have a words of encouragement you want to say. No, not yet. You know, everybody's got something that we can share. We're just telling some of the brothers at lunchtime, sometimes it may not be words, it may not be your talent to do that. And someone that I might be able to talk to is all right for me, but someone else may not be able to do it, but it works around the other way as well. Somebody that may not be able to say anything can live the life and show the other people that may want to know about the Lord, well, I don't know what you're saying, but I like what I see. The Lord does all that for us. Well, while you remain seated, let's sing I Don't Know About Tomorrow. It's a song, number 287. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to grey. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Okay. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine. Oh, my Jesus. We're in Gisborne, New Zealand. But how many people in Gisborne can say, but I know who holds tomorrow? Only Christians that know the Lord can say that. They might look at you and say, what are you talking about? Who holds my hand? Or the government? Or the council? Or my friends? They may be a part of it, but the one that's holding it all is the Lord Jesus Christ. We know who holds my hand. Let's sing one more and then we'll ask for testimonies. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon the tree. By His stripes we are healed. By His blood.
Have any testimonies today that you would like to share? Signified by a raised hand. Brother Tatu.
I had a dream, but in the dream, it wasn't very nice. Just like that. And in other words, it was filthy anyway. But the Lord was showing me, you keep doing that, that's what you're doing. So it was beautiful. But in the end, He was telling me, don't go and watch Cowboys. But hey, praise God. In other words, just that TV, I suppose He's telling me, hey, cut it out. I want all of you. But that's what the Lord really is saying. But it was fornication. Well, that's what you do when you go and watch other things more than Him. You know, it's fornication. I thought, thank you, Lord. So I just praise the Lord and thank Him for that. Thank you for teaching me, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, we all need teaching. Lord bless you. Sister June down the back, who's normally up the front.
Thing that blessed me. I mean, the Lord knows our thoughts wherever we are, and He knows what we're thinking in our quiet room alone. And this week I was thinking about the storms of life, and we're in a storm at the moment, the children of God, but the enemy comes, you know. And I was thinking that song, we need Jesus now more than ever. We're sailing in stormy weather, and I thought, oh, be nice if the three sisters would sing that sometime. And today they sang, the two sisters sang that song, and it was a blessing to me because the Lord is in all these little things. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, I know that can be true. So often it happens with Howard and I that we haven't had any communication before service, but so much what he's saying and what I had to say was linked. But Jesus does the linking. It's not us. And we don't try to either. It's just best to just do what the Lord gives you. And He puts it together. Did I see another hand up by Sister Diane?
We were having a little Bible reading this morning, and we got to the bit where the Lord was telling Abraham at 99, that he was going to have a son. And I always thought it was just Sarah that laughed, but Abraham put his head down and he laughed and said, "How can I, me who's 99 and Sarah, have a baby?" And he laughed. But the part that thrilled me was that the Lord just kept going. He just ignored that. He looked over the fact that Abraham did actually mock him. He just said, "No, this time next year you're going to have a baby." And I just thought, Lord, that's like our sons. You don't even see them, you know. So thank you, Lord.
So often you think, how can it be? But he does it anyway. And it's good that he does. Sister Mel, does it? Oh.
The other day I thought, I'll charge my camera up in my, I keep in my purse, and I thought, I'll charge it. It hasn't been charged for a while. And I got the camera out and I went to get my charger and it wasn't there where it is, where it normally is. I've looked the house, I don't know where it is. I put it in the same place, or I think I do. Robert's looked there and he's looked twice and I haven't found it yet. So, Lord, you know where it is, and wouldn't surprise me if he puts it back there and let Robert find it. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. I do thank you, Lord, I'm expecting it. And I thank you, dear Lord, I love you with all my heart.
Thank you, Lord. That's the attitude. Just believe. I've often said, what's the point of praying if you don't believe the Lord's going to do it for you? Just believe it. It's hard, but do it anyway. Any other testimonies? Okay. Well, let's sing number 325, When Life's Work Is Ended. We know the chorus very well. I shall know him, I shall know him. Shall we stand as we sing?
When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall be, I shall know. The other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know him, I shall know him. Everything by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him. By the fruit of the nail, soul thrilling rapture when I knew his blessed face, and the laughter of his kindly leaving eyes. How my soul, I will praise him for the mercy, love, and grace that brings him for me a mansion in the sky. I shall know him, I shall know. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him. On the nails in his hand. Oh, the dear ones of glory, how they beg and need his come. And now parting at the river I recall. Sing my welcome home, but I know to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know him, I shall know him. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him. By the fruit of the nails to the city in a robe of spotless white. Lead me where no tears shall ever fall.
angels' heart shall mingle with delight, for I long to meet my Savior first of all. Amen. I shall know Him. I shall know.
Something to look forward to. You may be seated. Thank you, Brother Howard.
I shall know Him by the nail prints in His hands. I'm going to ask you a question. Who wrote that? Not you. Not you either. Who wrote that? Think about it. How will they know when they see? Fanny Crosby. Isn't that wonderful? You know, she's already seen him. They said, "Oh, Fanny, how will you know the Lord? You can't see." She said, "I'll know him by the nail prints in His hands." What a beautiful answer. Dear Sister Fanny, she's waiting for us on the other side. Who loves that? We should show you the film here sometime. We've got the film of Fanny Crosby. It's just real uplifting. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand for the reading of God's word? Found in Jude chapter 1. Beginning of verse 2. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, isn't that beautiful, the common salvation? It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. May God bless His word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee, loving one, our loving Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord, that we will have a vision for You, Lord, and press and earnestly contend for the common salvation that was once delivered unto the saints. Just bless each one here and those joining us, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. Earnestly contending for the faith. That's what I'd like to speak about. Earnestly contending for the faith. I love the words that's been written in regard to that. It's just sort of tying in with a bit of what we said this morning as well. But you know, we're earnestly contending for the faith. We're not drifting into it. Some people drift. We don't want to drift. Got to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And Jude, in his letter to the saints, wrote, "Beloved," that's believers, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence, he has a feeling of concern and urgency for us and to be taken notice of. It says in the Amplified Bible, "Beloved, my whole concern was to write to you in regard to our common salvation, but I found it necessary and was impelled or driven or pressed to write to you and urgently appeal and exhort you to contend for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. So it's very clear that he had a real burden on his heart. And Brother Jude, he had a burden on his heart. Then it's for us to have a burden too. So his concern was not over some great teaching. And there's great teachings, don't get me wrong. No, it was to do with our common salvation, the gospel. And he presses it. Our everyday walk with God. An urgent message to believers. As I study this concern of Brother Jude, which is really from the Holy Spirit, of course, I see this truth is addressed to the whole of the New Testament. What came to me was, we need to be on our guard, spiritually on our guard, especially on this last day, just before the coming of the Lord. This message to the church is not addressed to unbelievers, but addressed to the believers, when he said, beloved. God allowed it to be written for those who would be living in these last days. So it's to us. Special letter from Brother Jude. Under inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And Satan's attack is upon the last day believer. He's got to try and bring some of them down. This is his last opportunity, for judgment is waiting for him. The devil's strategy is to attack you without you realizing it's the devil. Whoever gets down? I get down. Who gets tired? All hands. It's the age we're living in. He's trying to wear down the saints, the Bible says. His job is to wear down the saints. And he slowly works on you by filling up all our time instead of redeeming the time, because the days are evil, making us tired, wearing down the saints, as I said. Also in the Old Testament, speaking of the last days, we read in Daniel 7:25, and he shall speak great swelling words against the Most High, and shall wear the saints of the Most High. Wear out the saints of the Most High. So if you're feeling worn out, here it is. And think to change times and laws. Are doing that right now. Especially in America, they're trying to change the rules and regulations. And I tell you, they're going crazy over there. Pray for America. Because our brothers and sisters are over there too. And they shall be given into his hands until a time and times and the dividing of time. So there's a season placed on the last days. Praise be to God. We go to Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Who gets weary when you're doing something good? You do too, sister. I do. You just got to be faithful and true. Just keep going. When I get tired and worn out, I think, Jesus went to Calvary. He's worn out. He's beaten. He'd lost all his blood from the stripes. He's trying, going up to Calvary because he loves you. So if he did that, we also must be able to do that too. And do not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, literally means to be relaxed. Oh boy, it's all saying the same thing as we heard this morning. Satan knows his days are numbered. His time is running out. We in this day have to be extra vigilant. Extra vigilant. Please don't forget these words, brothers and sisters. Think about this. Extra vigilant. When we go tonight, this afternoon, to be extra vigilant. This is no time to be cruising along. waiting for something to happen. There is coming a great falling away from God and His Word. Now these people once walked with the Lord. Think about it. They once walked with the Lord. We turn to Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2:2. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And I hate reading that, but that's what it says. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So once again, these people were following the Lord. Even in Jesus' day, his 70 hand-picked disciples left him. They all walked off. The whole lot. That's terrible, isn't it, Brother Tato? And Jesus said to them, what are you going to do? Will you also go? Peter said, Lord, where can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. Wonderful Jesus. So we see it's a time, a really challenge. If his own disciples, hand-picked disciples, left him, brothers, make sure you're not one of those. Make sure you're not one of those. But we are kept by the power of God. Who believes that?
Amen.
Kept by the power of God, not kept by your enthusiasm, your strength, that you have none. Doesn't last very long. So we need to be wide awake, vigilant and sober in this hour. Be sober and vigilant, 1 Peter 5:8. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast to the faith. Satan, get behind me in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't just sit there and take all his remarks. You stand up against him. Resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. That's what we've got to do. So God is warning all believers on the onslaught of this last day. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, that's now, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's so much of that out there. Unbelievable. Depart means they pull away from the Word of God. And in doing so, pull away from the body of Christ. We are told of this in our first reading in June 19. These be they who separate themselves, essential, not having not the Spirit. I want to read you something. John Wesley, a real messenger from the Lord, what he said about this verse. There are they who separate themselves. Now remember, John Wesley wasn't a fly-by-night. He was a true man of God that prayed much, day and night. We need to listen to what he has to say. He says here, having not the Spirit, having natural senses and understanding only, not the Spirit of God, otherwise they would not separate. Wow. For that is a sin, he said, to separate. That is a sin, and a very shockingly evil one. To separate from the church is out of all question. But then it should be observed that by the church is meant the body of living Christians who are an habitation of God through the Spirit, that by separating is understood renouncing all religious communication with them, no longer joining with them in solemn prayer or in other public offices of religion, and that we have no more authority from Scripture to call even the schism than to call it murder. He likens separation from the body of Christ as murder. Brother Wesley, Because it's dividing the brethren. It's pulling away from them. Destroying many. So what have we been instructed to do, brother, sister? Enter into the shelter provided by God for his children. It is more than just entering, as it says in verse 3 again. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was need for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. To earnestly contend translates to struggle, to move violently. When you get the breakdown of the words, it has a totally different meaning. It's not just earnestly. No, it's to get on with the job, do something about it. Don't just get pushed around. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. In other words, to make sure you do not miss the great opportunity. We're all talking about our soul here. Being led away by a Laodicean spirit of this age. We're currently in a spiritual warfare. Devil tries to make it insignificant. In Matthew 11:12 we read, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence." The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Yes, that's what Jesus is saying. "And the violent take it by force." Christians violent? Yes, for the kingdom, yes. John Wesley explained again. "And from the days of John," that is, from the time that John had fulfilled his ministry, "men rushed into my kingdom with a violence like that of those who are taking a city by storm." You know why? It's your soul. You've got to fight for your redemption. Jesus fought for it, but you've got to press into the kingdom of God. People say, "Well, I thought we had to rest on the Lord." Yes, once we're in Christ, he is our rest. In Luke 13:24, strive to enter into the straight gate. You've got to press in. I've got to press in. If you're not coming, I'm going. That's how it goes. And if you're going, if I'm not coming, you're going to press in. Who wants to press in?
Amen.
Hallelujah. "Strive to enter into the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in." Want to get into the straight gate. Want to get in there, and shall not be able. You'll see it on the screen if you haven't looked it up. Amplified Version says, "Strive to enter in, enter by the narrow door. Force yourselves through it. For many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able." You know, I always think of the Bartimaeus. He's blind. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." They said, "Bartimaeus, keep quiet. That's rude." They went blind. The people said that went blind. So, of course, Bartimaeus just quietened down and pulled himself in when they said that. No. He cried the louder. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And Jesus stopped. He stopped the Son of God. He said, "Bartimaeus, come here." He said, "What do you want?" He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And God opened his eyes because he pressed in. He wasn't put off by people saying, "You shouldn't shout in church. It's wrong to shout in church." People say, "Shh, shush, what? We're here to worship the Lord."
Amen.
They say, "Praise the Lord."
Praise the Lord.
And they pressed in. Those that pressed in received the filling. So Bartimaeus got what he wanted. Force yourselves through it. Now the word "strive" to enter in, the "strive" actually means, you get these words, brothers, Brother Tommy, you break them down, look them up. "Strive" means to agonize. Agonize to get into the kingdom.
Nothing's going to put you off. You're going in. Who wants to go in?
Amen.
Any coming with me?
Amen.
You coming, Sister Melissa? Amen. We want to go in because we feel the call of God. And we don't want to be put off by others. Even your own family. Don't be put off. To agonize. Let us strive hard. Don't be deceived in this day. Strive to enter at the straight gate. So who of us here want to be in that number? Paul, you got your hand up? That's better, brother. I want to be there. Above all things, we want to be there. You can be. There's a calling in your life, you will be, but you've got to press in. Earnestly contending for the faith, earnestly contending for, striving to get in, agonizing to get in. This is so important. It's vital that you push in. It's vital that you enter into the kingdom. You know, brothers, don't be put off by others. Get in there. I'm going to get in there. By the grace of God, I'm going to get in there. Who of us here want to be in that number? You can be, but it's going to take a fight of faith. The fight of faith. We're soldiers. We've got armor on. We've got a sword. We've got a shield. The helmet of salvation. We are actually pushing in. Don't say, oh, I'm not a very good Christian. You look like that guy in the, what's his name? Pliable. Pilgrim. Oh, come on. You've got to press into the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, we can't sit down and say, oh, well, it's too hard for me. It's not too hard. Jesus paid the price. He went all the way for you. You go all the way for him. Hallelujah. So Jesus, our chief captain, has given you power to enter in. Get into Christ by faith with all our heart and soul. This is a very difficult time for us all. It's a difficult time for us all. Not just you. I'm going through it too. But we're soldiers. We stick together. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. We're going in. Don't let the world do. We're going in. Hallelujah. We're going in because the chief captain has led the way. Given us power over the enemy. Wonderful, Lord. We start to need to apply the truth. Apply the faith of God's word. So, we do agree. If we're honest, we know this is a hard time and an evil day. We're warned about it. This is an evil day. This is no time to be sitting under the tree having a snooze. You've got to get up and go. I'm talking about spiritually, of course. This is a time for individuals to press into God. Building up yourselves in faith towards God. In Jude chapter 1, verse 20, But ye beloved, building yourself on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. We also must seek the Lord, praying in the Holy Ghost, not just an intellectual prayer. Oh, dear God, my dear Heavenly Father, I come to Thee today, Lord. Lord, I just prayed Your Holy Spirit out upon me. No, you've got to enter into the Spirit. You've got to wait on the Lord. Sometimes you need to wait, Brother Hooker. Not just talking, waiting. Say, Lord, I'm here. I've come into this room. This is our time together. Speak to my heart. Hallelujah. Who believes that?
Yes.
Have to do it. We almost seek the Lord, praying in the Holy Ghost. Waiting on the Lord until you enter into the Spirit. He said, how do you do it? Don't worry. He said, I can't get in the Spirit. I'm no good at that. Hold it. You are a Spirit. You're already a Spirit. Just yield to God. He's designed you to come into the Spirit.
Oh, so wonderful. I was only a kid and I just found the Holy Ghost everywhere. Just so wonderful. He's there and available to you, Tina. It's for you. Isn't that wonderful? So we see it's a pushing in into the straight gate. And by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, that is the only real way to pray believing. We also need each other more than ever. That's why the prayer meetings are so important. We need each other. I believe the Holy Ghost come down that prayer meeting, brother. Tell you, it might be a midnight job. Doesn't matter. As long as he comes down, that's all that matters. Who believes that? Say amen. See you there. Tuesday night. Hallelujah. So we see as these things are pressing in. When the pressure mounts against the early church, they are bound together in one mind and in one accord. That's when things started happening. Encourage one another in the love of God. It says in verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Let us not be like those Jesus spoke about in our age. And we read it this morning. Isn't that amazing? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We've got to get that iniquity out of our lives. Get it out of our system. Get it out of our home. Get it out of it. But be careful who you fellowship with. Get amongst believers. Get amongst people that love the Lord. It's a fact, brothers and sisters. If you hang around with no faith, you're struggling. May God be gracious to us, each one. So our only hope of survival is not the church or not some special ministry, but in Christ Jesus alone. That is our only hope of survival. We all must earnestly contend for that blessed experience. If you feel you only need to come to church to get your religion, think again. Some people come to church to get their religion. That's not good. You don't come to church to get religion, you come to Christ to get religion. Get your religion from the Lord. To put you in a place of seeking after Him. Jesus said, many will seek to enter in, but it's for those who press to enter in. You've got to press in to enter in. Our only hope is to sincerely call upon the name of the Lord. In Jude chapter 1, verse 24, we read this. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, He's able to keep you from falling. Isn't that great news? You reckon it is? He doesn't, you're finished. He'll keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah, what a day it's going to be of great joy and shouting. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Wonderful Savior. I feel encouraged to encourage all to press Him. When He comes, you need to be ready. You can't come to church when He comes. When He's gone, half the church will be gone. I hope all the church is gone. I hope all the church is gone. But for those who are ready, we need to be ready. We need to be ready. The Spirit, the dynamics of that promised word to get into His church and drive them into Calvary yonder and into the rapture. That's what we need. I pray that God will make us all ready. There'll be a big outpouring of the Spirit. I believe it'll come. It'll come quickly and powerfully. And then we're out of here. I really believe that. So we need to grab that, to grab the church and to take her into the skies. It's going to go, in a twinkling of an eye, which is a tenth of a second, there's no time to pack your cases or to unpack them. You've got to be ready now. Praise be to God. Earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Do you love the Lord? Say amen. Well, let's stand to our feet and tell Him we love Him. Praise be to God. Lord Jesus, we come to Thee this afternoon. We thank You for the opportunity of just briefly sharing these things. There's so many things could be said on any of these subjects. But Lord, I just pray, Lord, that we'll be earnestly contending for, pressing in. Lord, earnestly pressing in, laboring to get in there. And yet when we get in there, the rest is already there for us through Christ Jesus our Lord. I pray, Lord, You'll bless everyone. Lord, may we seek the face of God. For the hour of Your coming is at hand. We're looking forward to that glorious hour when You will appear, Lord, and we'll be taken to be with Thee. Bless each one, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us even tonight, Lord, as we wait upon You. May You come and speak to our hearts in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. We all know this song. I love it. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. We are soldiers, we're not wishbones. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Like the royal band, it must not suffer. Stand up for Jesus. I keep on say praise Him. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're looking forward to Your coming, Lord. Move upon us, Lord, by Your Spirit. Stir our hearts. Send down the Holy Ghost upon every person, Lord. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed be His holy name. Brother Keith, would you like to come and close in prayer, brother? Just come up here. Brother Keith loves the Lord. He's wanting it like I am. Is that right, Brother Keith? God bless you, brother. Thank you.
We do thank You, Lord. We thank You that You are equipping us for these times, Lord. Your word says it all. It is all there and written, Lord. It is easy to give a good word of yours, Lord, that doesn't necessarily equip, but you are equipping us, and we are mightily blessed, Lord. You have warned us. You have convicted our hearts, Lord, and we know what we need to do to press into Jesus. It is through Jesus alone and His the glorious provision of Father God through Him alone that will carry us through. And it is through the faith that you have blessed us with. It's nothing of ourselves except to be ready to be led by our Lord and King, our Victor. And I praise you and thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.